Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Eagles trade for Miami Dolphins edge Jalen Phillips. And I thought, who could tell us about Jalen Phillips? Who do I know that's a Dolphins fan? And then I thought, well, even though he's a New Yorker, John Jastrzemski, I believe, is a Dolphins fan. You can hear JJ, The Ringer, and Spotify's podcast, New York, New York. What's up, John?
Spike, thank you for the kind introduction. Yes, it is a little disturbing that as a Tribune New Yorker, I'm a child of the 90s. The Jets and Giants sucked when I was a kid, and I was a sucker for Dan Marino, and it was a poor life choice, but it builds character, what can I say?
Well, I got to tell you, Dan Marino is my favorite quarterback of all time.
Hell yeah, Ike. And it's a travesty, never won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
It's one of the great regrets in life, and I had nothing to do with it. But it will bother me till a bitter end until I leave this earth.
You know, John, I have a question about you being a Dolphins fan, actually, specifically, because in my time in New York, so I come from Philly, where everybody here is an Eagles fan. We have our, you know, there's the Cowboy fans here and there, but mostly it's just Eagles fans.
Yeah, it's a true sports city.
Real sports city.
And unlike New York.
So I get up to New York, and I start working at your former place of business, WFAN, and, you know, I realize, you know, you weren't there when I got there, but you're a Dolphins fan. And in the morning, there's Gio. He's a Vikings fan. And there in the middays, there's Sal, who's a Falcons fan. And then there's Al Cintron, who's a Commanders fan. And Keith is a Cowboys fan. Is there something about New York where it's just more acceptable when you're growing up not to be a fan of one of the home teams? How does that happen?
You know, I think that's more an NFL product, Spike, than anything else, because I don't know a lot of, like, other than, like, Simmons or people I work with at The Ringer, like, the people in my circle in New York are all Yankee or Met fans, but there's that divide. Basketball, I mean, there's literally 5 Net fans and Evan Roberts.
Yeah.
Everybody in New York City is unified around the Knicks. Football, maybe it's because there's 2 teams. It's a national sport. You know, the Cowboys, the Steelers, the Niners, the Packers. I feel like in my life, in work circles and in life circles, I have a lot of friends who do not root for the 2 New York football teams. Why that's the case, I don't really have an answer, but I don't have that same answer in baseball and basketball.
Well, we know why they don't root for the Jets. My goodness.
Well, yeah.
I mean, listen, I agree. That is one of the great decisions I've ever made in my life because my dad is a Jet fan. And, like, don't get me wrong, both teams have been inept for 25 years, but, like, at least I've had fun with my team.
Yeah.
Rooting for the Jets is just, like, a miserable existence. I agree.
You have to understand, me as a program director, I get up there and I'm like, Gio, what do you mean you don't cheer for one of the teams here? Same with Sal. What's going on here? In any case, before we get to the Dolphins, so you've been with The Ringer and Spotify for almost 5 years now, 4 years, something like that. Do you miss radio at all, a little bit?
Listen, I had great friends that I work with. Like, I would say, Spike, more than anything, it's the people, because it's such a people business. And, you know, I have my great connections at The Ringer. I love everybody I work with. But, like, I see them maybe 2 or 3 times a year. That's just the reality of the national company. Like, I do a gambling show with my guys every Sunday. you know, I'll see him Wildcard Weekend. I see him in October. So you have that, like, camaraderie of, like, being around people, like, and, like, having that vibe. And that more than anything, like, to me, the I love my job right now. I basically am my own boss in a lot of different ways as far as content, as far as what we're going to do. Don't get me wrong, Simmons Fantasy, they have a lot to say about that. But as far as, like, the day-to-day of, like, me kind of creating content, making my schedule around the games, having this wide range of people, like, I'm in Los Angeles, and somebody's like, yeah, I listen to New York, New York. And I'm like, holy smokes, that's insane. Like, that blows my mind. But Fan was home for me, man. I worked there for a decade. I never thought I would leave. Like, that was my dream job as a kid. And the opportunity was different for me. But, like, yeah, local radio, it's cool. It's unique. And New York has that. And Philadelphia has that. So, yeah, like, it's always going to be a part of who I am. But as of right now, doing the pods at The Ringer and doing TV on SNY, basically working three full-time jobs, life's pretty good, man.
So life's pretty good everywhere except your football team.
That's miserable.
Yeah. So the Dolphins are unraveling, and we'll get to. I want to ask you about that, but Jalen Phillips specifically, you know, missed a good part of the last couple of years with injury. What are we getting in Jalen Phillips?
So you're getting a guy who's going to get after the quarterback. The complaint I would have about Jalen Phillips: did not finish this year. There were a couple of different instances. I saw it Thursday night against Lamar Jackson. There was this play that went viral on social media, and I don't know if you guys remember the Dolphin-Charger game when you had all of the football nerds drooling over Justin Herbert switching the ball from, like, his left to his right hand, and McConkey making a man miss and a tackle that I think I could have made, for goodness sakes, going 40 or 50 yards. Jalen Phillips was the player that easily could have had Justin Herbert, didn't bring him down. So that was a complaint. But if you look at his metrics, I mean, this guy is getting in the backfield like crazy. He is going to generate pressure. He's going to be in a defense he knows very well, because Vic Fangio was the defensive coordinator in 2023 when Jalen Phillips was having the best season of his NFL career before he went down with an injury. So the numbers may not, like, wow you from a sack standpoint, and I felt like there was a little meat that was left on the bone. But I also think that's a byproduct of the crummy team that he was on, the crummy defense that he was playing for. And you guys know this full well, because you're talking about the Eagles on a regular basis. They need somebody who can get in the backfield and cause trouble and make life miserable for the quarterback. I think Phillips and Fangio's system should absolutely do that.
I'll tell you the one thing. I love the fact that Vic Fangio has a working relationship with him already. So he knows him personally, and I would imagine they wouldn't have made this move, but I got to ask it anyway just to get you on the record about it. From what you can tell us, what's he like as a sort of teammate? Like you know, coming in, working hard, getting along with everybody in the locker room. Does he seem like he's a guy that his teammates love playing with?
It sure seems that way. He's been nominated for, like, the Dolphin Humanitarian of the Year Award, like, multiple times. So, yeah. Again, I don't know how you want to grade that, Ike, but, like, when I see that sort of stuff,
That's
going to inspire me if I'm an Eagle fan. I never heard a bad word about Jalen Phillips from, like, people down there. I can talk about other former Dolphins where they left and you started hearing the rats jumping off the ship saying, hey, this is a guy who complained a lot. This is a guy who started trouble when things kind of went AWOL. Mm-hmm. You didn't get any of that from Jalen Phillips. I think he's a great dude. I think the biggest worry you would have and the biggest piece of concern you would have, the guy's made of glass. And that's why if I'm the Eagles, as far as a long-term commitment, despite the great fit that you may have in Fangio's system and despite the fact that he may go and ball out like crazy in the second half of the year, last year he tore his ACL. And I was at MetLife Stadium for that Fail Mary game with the Dolphins and the Jets. And on that crummy MetLife turf, I basically saw him pop his Achilles, like, right in front of my face. And it's a guy with injury concerns going back to his time in college. So This is the perfect rental. That's how I would look at it if I'm the Eagles. And I wouldn't really give it you-know-what about the cost because, hey, you guys are in it to win it. There is a window. That third-round pick, Howie Roseman could figure out how to finagle another draft pick and find a fifth or a sixth-round gem. You're getting an elite-level pass rusher, assuming he can stay healthy. that to me makes a world of difference.
John Jastrzemski with us. You can hear John at The Ringer, Spotify, New York, New York is the pod. JJ, one other thing on the injury stuff with Jalen Phillips. So you mentioned the Achilles and then the ACL. Aside from him getting hurt again on the field when he's in there, does he look like there's any, you know, any leftover from that? Or does he look like the player from before he got injured?
The first couple of weeks of the year, Spike, I think there was an argument to be made that he didn't have the same burst. But I think once the calendar turned to the month of October, that started to shift and change dramatically. Like, it's more about finishing these plays and maybe being back around Vic Fangio. There's another gear he can get to as far as, hey, like, not only are you getting great advanced stat pressure rates, but you're finishing as far as getting these sacks. And that's obviously what's needed. You want to be able to make those plays and finish them home. That was my biggest critique watching them this year, because those two plays specifically, like the Herbert play, Dolphins were kind of like a fork in the road point in their season. It's like, geez, they just took a go-ahead lead. Maybe they can salvage this thing. Maybe they're going to go and beat the Chargers. He's got Justin Herbert sacked, but he can't finish the play. So I don't know if that's coming back from the injury. I think that's just more, hey, bad luck, or maybe a little bit of a tweak as far as technique is concerned. But being in a much better defense and being in an environment where all of a sudden you go from playing games when your team is 2-6 and you stink to now you're playing Monday Night Football against the Packers in a game everybody's going to be watching. I can't wait to watch it on Monday night. You'd figure that'd bring out the best in somebody who is in an environment where now they can go win a Super Bowl and they're going to play for a contract as well.
So, yeah. So did you see, as a Dolphins fan, this is from afar, it seems like one of the worst seasons of all time. Did you see this coming before the year? Was this even a possibility going into this year for the Dolphins?
So there were a lot of bad omens going into training camp. The whole Tyreek Hill situation, his disgruntled nature, the fact that the Dolphins didn't spend a whole lot in free agency. They had no corners until they signed Rasul Douglas off the street, basically before the start of the year. The offensive line always seems to be a problem. And, you know, honestly, Spike, I thought they'd be a 500 type team, because when Tua played, normally they won against the bad teams. Like, that was the narrative. Tua plays, they beat the bad teams. They go up in competition. They lose to Buffalo, to Baltimore. You know, I could give you the laundry list of teams. They're playing cold weather, you know, that's the deal. But this season kind of unraveled. The Colt loss was so, like, shell-shocked. Like, I was like, my goodness, what happened here? Turns out the Colts were pretty good. But it's like they invented ways to lose. Like, they would score a ton of points, their defense would stink. Their defense would be a little bit better, their offense would turn the ball over. But, like, that's what happens when you're a bad team. You find ways to lose. And they had a game. They lost to Carolina. They had a 17-point lead. It unraveled. Then they lost the Charger game the following week. That's the point where you're like, all right, this is beyond repair. It's time to blow this baby up. And it kind of stinks, because I was invested in Mike McDaniel. I liked Mike McDaniel. I found him refreshing. I found him fun. But he's the sort of guy, the fellas, when things go bad, Ike, you know this, he doesn't fit the football motif. He's rolling up the pants.
Yeah.
He's got the hair. Now he's trying to play to, like, the Miami vibe. He's the sort of guy, when things hit the fan, the media is turning on him. The fans are turning on him. I don't know if he can command the locker room. So they got to blow it up. But you know what? It's one of those things. I've seen the Dolphins now blow it up 10 zillion different times in my life. It's almost like, great, wake me up when this actually has a chance to go and win a playoff game.
All right, dude. I appreciate you coming on with us today and the insight on Jalen Phillips. And and good luck with your capri pants for the rest of the year. I know you wear them as well, just like Mike McDaniel.
Oh, I am. You know what, Spike? Let me tell you something. Yeah. I was wearing them before Mike McDaniel. So I made that. And I'm a tall, skinny guy. Mike's not really that tall.
No.
When you got skinny legs like me, it's better off, because when you wear, otherwise your pants don't look like they fit.
Yeah. All right, dude. Pete. I appreciate you.
All right, John.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care.
Later, buddy.
All right, there he is, John Jastrzemski. You can New York, New York is the podcast and The Ringer and Spotify. At this time, you'd normally, if on a normal Monday, you'd be hearing Nick Sirianni talk, but you won't today. But that coach's press conference, if you did hear it, would be sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com. I do not accept his explanation as to why people up there are not Jets or Giants fans. It's a national sport. The teams weren't good. It is the difference between why Philadelphia is a significantly better sports town than New York.
Oh yeah.
Just that you can that tons of people can walk around being fans of other teams.
Yeah.
On the sports radio station, guys that I love Gio, respect him, Sal, all those guys. How are you not a fan? And they end up adopting one of the teams that's there to talk about them, but you could tell that in their heart, it's not like Philly or Boston or something.
I would ask, are they local guys?
Yes.
Now, that's the crazy part.
Yes. Yes.
Right. And they all seem to like the baseball team and the Knicks.
Yes.
But it's the football.
It's the football team.
It's football team.
Well, it's because they said, I'm not attaching myself to those losers.
Yeah, but they have
but that's what makes a fan a fan.
Yeah.
It's the downtime. It's the hard times.
Yes.
You try telling that. You think a Jet fan is proud to be a Jet
eventually,
fan?
Eventually, it will be worth it. Yes.
When?
I don't know.
Well, they said the same thing about us.
Yeah. 52 years I was hungry for breakfast, whatever he said. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's a good point. But... At least.
And they have the Mets. It's not like the Mets haven't won in 40 years.
Well,
and
listen,
there's plenty of Mets fans.
Yeah. You know what it is, though? Because I think it's just hard to root for a losing football team, man.
Then they could root for the Giants. The Giants won a couple of Super Bowls in that time.
True.
You know?
It's not one. There's two teams.
Yes.
One team has won before.
Yeah. You don't have to be a Jet fan.
Each conference, too, by the way.
Just a bad sports town. Simple as that.
Yeah, it's certainly not here. I respect how much they love baseball.
But they love their baseball team.
They do love their baseball team.
It must be, you know, the culture of the city. Like, it's just ingrained in them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is New York's a baseball town. It's not a football town. When the football team's going well, they like it, but it's a baseball town.
Even in movies or with the celebrities, the ones that are New York fans, they only identify with either the Knicks or the Yankees. And like you said, they'll throw
some
in the Mets there. They'll
some
throw
Mets.
In the Mets
there. Yeah, you got Jerry Seinfeld in the
but
Mets.
But I never see like a Giants fan or a Jets fan.
No.
Yeah.
No, yeah, a long-suffering Jets fan that's the famous actor. You never see that. You never see with Giants either. Yeah, you're right. It's Knicks, Mets, Yankees.
Yep.
That's it. 215-592-9494. Clay in Kansas City. You're on WIP. What's up, Clay?
Hey, what's up? You guys are talking about me. I'm a huge Eagles fan for 40 years here in Kansas City.
Yeah.
So, and I tell you why it happens is because when you grow up and you're a kid and you got a bad team, and if you guys remember in the early 80s, the Chiefs were awful. You got to pick a different team. I mean, I know that sounds bad, but that's just what happens.
Especially as a kid, you want to see a team win sometimes.
Wait, so you're a fraud Eagles fan?
And just so you know, I suffered from 86 when I became an Eagles fan until 2018, when we finally won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but so, okay.
I have suffered.
But Clay, that's the example. Hold on, Clay. But what you just described is the exact reason why you should have stated, I'm glad to have you as an Eagles fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But if you suffered through a long time without a championship with the Eagles, why wouldn't you just stay a Chiefs fan?
Now, let me explain it to you.
Yeah.
The Chiefs camps used to be all blacked out. You didn't even get to watch them because they didn't sell out the home games. Okay? So they tried to make everybody a Cowboy fan here. Because it was America's team.
Yeah, there are Cowboy fans there.
Yeah. And I'm not going to be a Cowboy fan. I'm going to be somebody, because I was a kid and wanted to be something different. Now, I'm a huge Royals fan, but I'll also tell you this. You guys are such good fans of Philadelphia. It is the best sports city in America. I've been there many, many times. Philadelphia
is, man.
Best.
I'm telling you,
it
is.
You guys have pulled me in now. And part of the reason I'm a KU fan and Joel, you know, with the KU ties, I'm a Sixers fan now. I'm a Phillies fan. It doesn't impact the Royals. Shoot, I even watch a Flyers game every once in a while.
You guys
pulled me in. So, anyway, hey, on the Jalen Phillips, two things, and this kind of runs in that same lane. Isn't Alexander a Philadelphia guy? Or doesn't he have ties to the region?
I think so.
See,
I think he got ties to the DB coach.
He does have ties to the DB.
Yeah, he coached in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just talking about Jalen Hurts having an edge.
So he was born in Philadelphia, but moved to Charlotte as a toddler.
So, okay,
we count it. One of us. He's probably got an accent.
Born in North Carolina.
Yeah, but he probably. Yeah, what's going on? That's probably what he sounds like, right?
Probably
I'm
not.
I'm just saying.
I've heard
you know,
he does not sound.
Having ties to the region. Having ties to the region. Maybe he kind of knows how it's done in Philadelphia.
Sure.
It's a little
sure.
Bit
that's like Bryce Young was born in Philadelphia.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You know, that is true. That is true.
Weird.
The thing on Jalen Phillips is, love hearing he's a great guy off the field. To me, that's important if it's in the locker room. But also, if they let him walk. Now, did you know the Dolphins picked up some of his salary? And then if they let him walk, I believe they're going to get a compensatory pick.
They do.
Howie's the master at this. It's unbelievable. and look at the reason they beat the Chiefs last year. They had waves of pass rushers going after Pat. Okay? That's what they need. And with this now, they're going to have to cut a couple good players to get all the guys they traded for, and they're coming back off the IR. You and Joe were talking about this morning. They're going to have to cut somebody, A.J. Dillon maybe, to make room for these guys. And they got dudes now, man.
Yeah.
Stay healthy. There's nobody in the league that's got more talent than them. It's just, can they stay healthy? Can Jalen Hurts guide this team? And I think the answer is yes. So.
Yeah, there's that, and the other question is we've seen they're 6-2. We've seen one good running game, one.
Yeah, you got to keep that going.
They need to line up under center.
Yeah,
they need to line up under center more because Ike, you played the game. Am I right? If the quarterback's lined up under center, don't the run fits change significantly?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what they need to do. They need to line up under center, not the whole game, but maybe a third of the game, 40% of the time. Line up under center and change. It also changed the bootleg action for Jalen. He's booting at in a different way. And I just think it gives the defense something else to look at. So,
all right, Clay, you fraud fan.
I'm going to let you guys go, but I got here's my cover song.
Yes.
Okay? You know Boys in the Hood by Eazy-E?
Yes. Yeah.
Have you heard Dynamite Hat?
Oh, yeah. So
that is a great song.
So,
you guys have a good day, man.
Yeah. So, okay. Thank you, Clay.
I didn't know that one.
Dynamite Hack was a 90s alternative group. I think that cover came out in the late 90s.
Wow. That Boys, and that's where they got that from?
Yes. They covered that song.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know that.
A lot of great ones out there. Yeah. Jack, you don't know that one?
I think Yoshi had the Boys to Men thing mixed up.
Allegedly, that is true.
Yes.
Good.
And even I agree with it without thinking.
And I said,
as you do.
And I am so proud that I said, I didn't know that was a cover song. And it wasn't.
Well, he meant the It's So Hard to Say Goodbye song that's at the end of the
Coolie High. Yeah, oh.
Was covered by Boys to Men, I believe.
Boys to Men.
Yes, it was covered by Boys to Men. Not End of the Road.
Oh, so wait a minute. He said End of the Road, or he said It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday.
Don't remember.
All right.
I think he said End of the Road, and I just agreed with it.
Okay.
I think they covered a Jerry Lee Lewis song.
Yeah. No, it was It's
It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday is a cover
that's
song.
That's the one, yes.
I didn't know that was a cover either.
Yeah.
So we're covered
off.
Well,
we're getting there, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we'll figure it out.
What a disaster. Next question is today. A disaster. Ike's delegation doesn't even know what a cover song is. I don't know which ones are cover songs. I said Faith by Limp Bizkit. I thought everybody would know that.
Yep.
Jack doesn't know it.
Jack doesn't know anything.
You know the original, at least, Faith by George Michael.
Gotta Have Faith?
Yeah.
Yes. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Okay. All right.
That's the Wham. Was he with Wham then?
Or he was not. Michael? That was his first solo record.
Yes.
Yeah. Before right, the Sports Machine?
Wrong. George Michael. Jack.
Again, Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
I don't think they're as popular as you think.
Yes, they are.
I don't think so. I think they have their niche audience.
I remember them.
Jack. See, they had an album sell more records in 1 week than any album in history. Mm. They sold 1.2 million copies.
You guys are music guys.
They were the biggest rock band in the whole world.
That Fred Durst?
Rockish.
Yes. No, no rock.
Come on, rock band. Give me credit. I know who Fred Durst is.
You know who Fred Durst is.
Yeah.
And they play festivals now. No, I do not overstate their popularity.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. I don't.
We might have to go through.
Well, but they're not bigger than born when they were.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. If you're doing bands of the 90s, are they in the top five?
They're not a 90s band. They're a 2000s band.
Oh, like early 2000s.
Yes, which like is 90, not the 90s.
It's like, but it's like 99 and 2003. That's a short window.
Jack.
It's a short window.
Jack, they were the biggest rock band in the world.
Are they bigger than Three Doors Down?
Yes, they were bigger than Three Doors Down.
Oh.
They were. Three Doors Down is a good band.
You never hear me argue with you about music.
I was working in rock radio when both bands, I played both bands.
You don't hear them on the radio anymore.
You don't hear either band on the radio anymore.
Oh, well, yeah. I know. Well, you still hit that one Three Door. Yeah.
Kryptonite.
Yeah, that's about it. Right. Yeah, but you get the point.
All right.
But they don't have timeless songs?
Who? Three Door Sound?
No.
Limp Bizkit.
Break stuff is timeless. Rolling is timeless.
Yeah.
It is.
A good run.
Yeah.
But again, I think it's in short window.
And the Faith cover. They're the biggest band in the world. You're wrong on this.
Like they had a small window, though.
215-592.
The elite players that have good three good years.
Turn off your mic.
What's it called? Faith?
Faith.
It's George Michael.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, a head coach in Philadelphia ripped into his team. And we will play that. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Hey, 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 yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Guns N' Roses.
I don't think I've heard this version.
The famous cover?
Yeah, that's a big cover. Yeah. That we played on YSP a lot.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard that version.
Oh, really?
Oh, the Guns N' Roses one? Yeah.
It's probably better than the original. Bob Dylan's all right.
Yeah. I have more respect for Bob Dylan than I like Bob Dylan. I read a book about classic rock. I read about Bob Dylan. I'm like, Bob Dylan was cool. But then I listen to the music, and I think, Bob Dylan kind of sucked.
Yeah.
but he was definitely cool. But he did maybe kind of suck. This segment, sponsored by NJM Insurance. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So things were going well for the Flyers. Mm-hmm. And then I guess they weren't going well.
Lost two over the weekend at the old Xfinity Mobile Arena.
At the barn.
At the X.
And Rick Tocchet, new head coach Rick Tocchet, Flyers legend Rick Tocchet, called into question some of the effort of the players.
I'm an honest guy. I mean, I'm not ripping our players, but we need some guys to get some will. You know, I think we have a couple of guys last two, three games are accepting. That's just another hockey game. I mean, the fans pay a lot of money here to watch games. And I don't think we gave them a half-decent product the last two games. I think they were kind of a boring game. And it falls on myself. I got to get these guys to start to show some will. So that it was, you know, the Flyer fans, if they see some will, they'll cheer you on. If they don't, you're gonna get booed.
I love how he starts it off with, I'm not ripping the players.
Yeah.
But they got to show some will. These games suck. You're kind of ripping the players.
Yeah.
I like it. You know, they're a young team that that you bring in a coach with some cachet.
Yeah.
You got to be able to call that out. I don't have a problem with that.
I'll just say this.
Yeah.
Let's not go to the well too often with this.
Oh, sure.
That was the last guy.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm not saying you can't coach your players hard.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say, start with me, yourself first.
Not second.
Yes. Not second. Yeah. Starts because I'm just saying, if I'm a player, and he's a former player, so he should know this. The last thing a player wants to feel like is that you're separating yourself from us.
Yeah. And it was sort of a throw-in at the end.
Yeah. That's kind of your job as the head coach is to get them to play that way.
Yeah.
That's your job.
If they're not trying hard, that's when the coach gets fired.
Yes.
You can't fire all the players.
You can't fire the players. So
yeah. Also, we're like nine games in.
That's what I'm saying. And it's early. It's early. That's why I said you can't. Don't go to that too often now. We just got you here. We all love the fact that you're here. But that will run thin on players at some point if you're doing that too much.
I'm not ripping the players. But, man, these guys suck.
Well, it sounds like the sounds like he's taking a shot at Michkov. I mean, come on, man. You young leader on the team, a little fat, a little chunky.
Yeah,
come
yeah.
on, man. He won guys that block shots with the pucks like LaPierre.
Oh, my goodness. Ian LaPerriere.
LaPerriere. Yeah.
Yes. That still is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
It's oh, nice. Yeah.
Man,
it's
not.
Blocked the puck with his face.
Man, my goodness.
So good.
Are we going to have Flyers and 50 on Wednesday?
I don't care. It's Eagles Town Hall.
No.
Oh,
so
Rhodes. Rhodes, are we back? Are we all good now?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're fine.
Okay.
We're fine. And after this, all of a sudden, we're back.
Yeah, we got to have him after this.
Yeah.
We need his thoughts on this.
I tell you what, as a Philadelphian, him talking about those guys paid a lot of good money to be here.
Yep.
That hit me in the heart. What's his nickname? Tockett? Tocky?
Well,
there's another thing, too.
Tocky.
Well, with the Flyers, I guess, one of the Flyers nicknamed him Taco.
Taco?
Yeah.
Nah,
I like Taco.
I like that one, yeah.
Like, I like Tock.
Tock.
Yeah.
Tocky.
Don't throw the players to the fans. That was also, he handed his players over to the fans.
Yeah, it's two organizations that have done that in the last 2 weeks.
In this city?
In this city?
Yeah, I do pay harder money to come down there.
They'll boo you. I'm like, what? I couldn't believe he said that. I'm like, hold on.
Dude, he gets it. He wants more muckers and grinders, and so do I.
Yep.
All right.
As I mentioned, this segment is sponsored by NJM Insurance. While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJMinsurance.com to learn more. 215-592-9494. Tony in West Philly, you're in WIP. What's up, Tony?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Tony?
Spike, you said, I don't know any Dolphin fans I can call and question about Jalen Phillips. Well, I'm the biggest Dolphin fan in Philadelphia. I've been a Dolphin fan since 1970.
Wow.
I know this team inside and out. Let me tell you what's going on with Jalen Phillips. Once in a game, I broke my ankle, the lateral and medial malleolus, the fibula and tibula. Both of them.
What was the first one called?
Yeah, it sounds made up.
Lateral and medial malleolus.
Just say ankle.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Bob, I'm telling you the extent of it. And when he tore his Achilles. What happened with Jalen Phillips, he rushed back too fast. When you have an Achilles injury, it takes time. He came back in like week four after going out around week eight or nine of the previous season. He came back, and then he tore his ACL. When you go through injuries like that, psychologically, you're more tentative when you're back on the field because you feel as though psychologically something's going to happen again. They're getting a stud in him. He's going to be fine. Nobody's coming around that left corner. He's a left end. He's solid. He's a dog. That's why he wanted to get back on the field so fast. But Fangio had him. He know what he get in him. And I think even when Saquon had his injury, you can come back, but there's a psychological, emotional period that you go through when you get an injury like that.
That makes sense. Yeah. I think we see that all the time. We saw it with Trey and his hamstring last year.
Yep.
I think we're seeing a little bit of it with Embiid as he is working himself back in. So that makes sense. It makes sense. Yeah.
And he had back-to-back injuries, right?
He had the Achilles 1 year, ACL the next year.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying, because he rushed back too fast. You got to give that injury time to heal. And he wanted to get back on the field too fast.
All right, Tony.
They got a stud, man. Trust me.
I like it.
All right. Tony, next question. Give us your favorite cover song.
You know I'm old, man.
It's okay. We're old. We're all old.
No. I'm 70.
Okay.
You never heard this one. Happy trails to you, Roy Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Until we meet again.
Oh, my gosh, Mike, you don't know nothing about that.
Yeah.
Happy trails to you.
Oh, man. Y'all taking me back, boy.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for the call. Doesn't everybody know that song? I thought.
Well, Fritz definitely does.
Oh, yeah.
No shot. No. Is that the burger chain?
We grew up in an era where they showed Westerns on TV a lot, and we watched it.
Yeah, I remember that song.
Roy Rogers is...
Didn't your brother force you guys to watch Star Trek and Westerns?
All the time, man. All the time. That's the reason to this day I still hate Star Trek, man. I can't. It's the worst. It's the worst.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Are the Dodgers good for baseball?
Uh-oh.
Is the question. What do you think, Guy?
I would say yes, they are.
What do you think the response is?
I'll still say yes. I'll say, but slightly. I'm pretty sure some people think a billion-dollar roster is not good. I understand that. So I'll go slightly more people don't like it. Let's go 58%.
So it's 69% no.
No.
Okay. No. So the ratings came in, and they had 26 million people watching Game 7, which the World Series averaged about 11 million more people per game than the NBA Finals did.
So, no shocker.
Yeah, that is a – it's a pretty big number. Yeah. Here's – I sort of think this way, and just to relate it to the NBA for a second. I thought the Heat were good for the NBA, the LeBron Heat. I don't think the Durant Warriors were good for the NBA. And I think the difference, I like having an enemy. I think the difference was the Durant Warriors were so good that it made it seem like the season was a waste of time.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, until he got injured, it was.
So the
right?
Heat.
That's what Toronto won.
Yes.
When he got injured, yeah.
The Heat were beatable.
Yep.
They were great. They were interesting. They were bad guys.
They weren't good prior to.
Right.
They hadn't won.
Yes. It almost seemed like the Warriors were cheating.
Yeah.
To a certain extent. And it made the regular season kind of a waste. No one thought they could lose.
Yep.
But I did think, I like the end. I think the other thing that happened with the Heat is the Heat became bad guys. The Warriors were never bad guys.
No.
Steph Curry's not a bad guy. Maybe but the team.
Durant maybe
a little.
But the team did not become a bad guy team.
So I think the Dodgers... Jack, I want to know what you think. I think the Dodgers right now are good for baseball. If the Dodgers were to, this offseason, go get two more giant free agents and run through the league again next year, I think it gets to a point where everybody's like, well, what are we even cheering for? And I think there's a difference. I think this year the Dodgers, the story of the Dodgers was a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Also having Ohtani doesn't help. It doesn't hurt either.
Yeah.
But I think there's a point to where if they keep winning, it'll be bad for baseball.
Yeah, I guess. I'm going to ask you this. And this is a legitimate question.
Yeah.
Were the Yankees bad for baseball in that 90s era?
I don't know.
I
mean, they were like the hunted team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think they had the Dodgers, like, smoke the Blue Jays. You know, it goes five or whatever. It goes four. I think people would be like,
I agree.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
But the fact that it went seven and they were one pitch or two outs away from winning the World Series and it was a tightly contested game.
Yeah.
But I do agree. Like, if they go add Kyle Tucker this offseason on top of everything they did, it gets a little bit of, this is pretty stupid.
Well, and here's the other thing that happened with the Dodgers is, so in that game seven, and actually in the World Series in general, Blake Snell pitched. Blake Snell, I think, pitched 15 games during the regular season. Only pitched at the end of the year.
It's crazy.
So, what's his name? The long hair guy.
Glasnow.
Tyler Glasnow. Same deal. Didn't pitch. Roki Sasaki didn't pitch in that game, but basically didn't pitch all year.
No, that was because of performance.
Right, but just wasn't there.
Didn't have the wear and tear on the arm.
No.
The fact that they could...
Well, Shohei didn't pitch until...
Oh, and Shohei didn't pitch.
Late August.
So, yeah. And Shohei did. The fact that they could win 95 games... And basically tell their three best pitchers, you don't have to pitch until mid-August. And then they're able to, you know, I saw a lot of, what a masterclass by Dave Roberts. And sure, I guess the defensive replacement worked. But boy, it's much easier to have a masterclass when in game seven, you have three starters that have pitched so little during the regular season that they can all go on short rest, and they're all dominant pitchers. Shohei Ohtani, dominant. Tyler Glasnow, dominant. Blake Snell, dominant. People will notice that they're doing this at some point.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yamamoto won the MVP.
Dude, 96 pitches on Friday and coming back and going 2 2/3 to close it out.
Dude, that's why... When you're talking about the Dodgers being good or bad, sometimes I just want to separate it from the players. Because the players are just out there trying to win.
Yeah.
Yamamoto, that was probably the best performance I've ever seen in a World Series from anybody, ever.
He won three games.
And to start game six and
all
then come
the
in
too.
And close game seven, is two and a third? Is that what he pitched in game seven?
2 2/3, yeah.
It's just it's unbelievable.
With the complete game in game two.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
What a run.
Yeah, and you know, if you're the Dodgers, too, Jack, you talked about them this offseason maybe going and signing Kyle Tucker. the whole lockout on some level is about the Dodgers. And if they are worried about something changing in 2 years,
they're going to get it done next year.
Yeah. Right? When a lot of the other teams don't want to spend money, yeah, go out there and just load up. Because you look at their lineup, Jack mentioned this to me earlier, but they're not spring chickens. You know, Freddie Freeman's older. Mookie Betts is older. Mm-hmm. You know, Teoscar Hernandez, I think, is 33 or 34.
Kike can't do this forever.
Well, he probably will. He probably will. Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I think it was good this year, but I think there's a world in which it's not good anymore.
Yeah.
You know, 215-592-9490. Do you watch? Did everybody watch Game 7? Watch the whole game?
Yeah.
Fell asleep in the eighth, and then woke back up right before the Will Smith home run, and then rewatched in the morning, and didn't realize all the crazy. Like it.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of just like watched the end and went to bed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Hoffman thing was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miguel Rojas, who killed the Phillies when he was a Marlin, doing that. And then the two bases loaded plays.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Rojas stumbling, firing home, and then the Pajas catch.
He makes that throw falling backwards. Was unbelievable. And I thought they might overturn it. And yeah, I thought to myself, is this how the World Series is going to end?
You see the replay 100 times, and I'm still like...
Yeah. No. Well, he was stumbling backwards and was able to throw a freaking strike at home. Meanwhile, Meanwhile, Trey, a little bit to his left, he throws it to the opposite side of the plate.
But I was told that Trey's defense.
It's the most impossible play in baseball, the one that Trey made. God.
But think about it. It's those little things that cost us that series.
Well,
least cost us a chance to have game five back here.
The little things.
The Dodgers defensively, too, the defense matters. And how about that catch from Pajas?
Oh, my goodness.
Where he knocks over Kike Hernandez.
Yeah, Kike Hernandez, man. Yeah, that game had a lot of, it was like a little roller coaster there, man.
One of the best baseball games of all time.
And you know, if I'm up at 12:30 still watching it.
Yeah. It was good. My wife and I went to the movies.
All of it, man.
I came home sixth inning after the movies. And I said, oh, here we go. I was still awake, made it through the whole game. I was pretty proud of myself.
What movie did you see?
Begonia.
Nice.
With Emma Stone.
Emma Stone still acting?
Yeah.
That's a Superbad girl, right?
Yes.
All right.
Same girl.
All right. Never a doubt.
The premise is these two guys believe she's the head of a company, believe she is an alien, and she is killing all of the people on the planet, and they kidnap her to get her to admit it. And that is the framing of the story.
Nice.
Not going to tell you what happens.
All right.
Is she an alien? Is she not an alien? You have to see it to find out.
Is Wemby an alien?
Only if Alien scored 9 points. Shy in Westchester. You're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
Jack, don't ever diss my favorite band again.
Limp Bizkit? Right?
You're like 21. What do you know about Limp Bizkit?
It's all I listen to, dude.
Yeah.
Are you in love with the Nookie?
Yeah, dude. That's how I get through my day when I don't get any.
Oh, you want to wake up one day, you want to break stuff? Is that you? Such a mad guy.
All right, well,
I wanna
stop?
Break your face for saying that.
Yeah.
Anyways, like with the Dodgers, I mean, I think we all know there's going to be a lockout next year. I don't necessarily think there should be a salary cap.
Not next year, 2 years.
Yeah, 27.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
27. I don't think there should be a salary cap, but I do think there should be a salary floor. I think
there's not going to be a floor without a cap.
Well, teams should be forced to spend.
You know, I agree.
The Reds are a small market team. They just made the wild card. There's some money there. Like, go out and, you know.
I agree. There's
cracking heads.
I agree. There's too many teams that are not spending in baseball. I agree with that. But there's also something, forgetting about how rich the Dodgers are, and they're rich. I saw some people comparing it to John Middleton. Let me tell you, the difference between the group that owns the Dodgers and John Middleton is they have the main guy of the Dodgers, like almost $400 billion. That's not John Middleton.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Cohen and it's the Dodgers. That's it. But the deferrals is nonsense. Like, they essentially deferred, you know, they've deferred almost all of Ohtani's contract.
Yeah.
Like, that's why their salary, you look at their salary number and everybody says, oh, it's not that much more than everybody else. Well, you realize they're not paying Ohtani this year, you know. So
yeah.
I agree there should be a floor, but they have to find some way to even
cap
it.
This, man. We have to.
Well, Ohtani should be in jail if it was up to me.
I agree. He should be in jail.
But
he bet on baseball.
I saw a crazy thing, like a statistic where it's
like
TV deals. The Dodgers have like a $100 million TV deal, and a team like the Brewers have a $40 million TV deal. So it's definitely more difficult, but teams should be forced to spend.
Well, the Phillies deal is not, the TV deal is not what the Dodgers is, but the Dodgers were lucky in that they signed the deal in 2014. And it, I think it pays them $300 million a year. It's like the $30 billion deal or something. Yeah.
But as far as the Eagles, you know, we sit at 6-2 right now. I'm pretty comfortable. You know, we play the Packers. I think that's going to be a massacre next Monday. They're without Tucker Kraft. I think Jalen's playing the best football he's been playing all year.
A massacre?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think it's going to be a 20-point differential game.
Come on.
We haven't beat anybody.
I'm serious.
I think we only beat the Chiefs by 20. That's it.
The Giants.
Off the bye, dude.
Oh, that's right. We just beat the Giants.
Yes. Off a bad loss against the Panthers.
Yeah, but that means.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah, but that means they could be locked in.
Yeah.
I actually think they were overlooking the Carolina Panthers because they know we play them next Monday night.
Shy, you know, 2 weeks ago we got our ass kicked by the Giants.
Oh, well, that was a fluke game.
Oh, okay.
That was a fluke game. Then what did we do to them the next week or the next 2 weeks?
I understand.
We beat them down. Yeah, we beat them down.
I understand.
We beat the crap out of them.
I get it.
I'm pretty comfortable. I like the Jalen Phillips addition. I like that wasn't the first trade they made. As far as Jair Alexander, I mean, what, he's played two games this year. He was a healthy scratch for the other ones. I have a question. Is he like a locker room pantser? Because that's what I hear. Like, that's the rumors I hear, that he's not a great locker room guy. Not saying it matters, but...
No, it does matter. What do you mean? It does.
Yeah, but we had CJGJ. I mean, we won the Super Bowl, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was here early, and believe me, he ruffled enough feathers in there, which is why he wasn't here after the first loss. And he also is not here now, even though they won.
He brought him back.
No, I agree. Out of desperation, and I agree with you. All I'm saying is that I don't need Jair Alexander coming in being anything but an asset to this team. Being fortunate that he's getting an opportunity to play with a team that has a chance to win, and how can he contribute? I would imagine if I'm the Eagles, if he's anything but that, he's cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has to go.
I compare it to the Bader trade. I mean, now you don't have any, like, you have a set guy at the cornerback two position, depending on how he plays. So I'm pretty happy with where we're at. I still think we can go back to back.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Shy, what for next question? Give us your favorite cover song.
I'm gonna say "Behind Blue Eyes" by Limp Bizkit.
Another Limp Bizkit one, and I believe
that's a good cover.
Yeah, so it is the cover of the Who's "Behind Blue Eyes," and I believe it is better than the original one, which is a take that gets me murdered most of the time, but I do believe it is better.
Did you throw that take out in your rock radio days?
I do.
Did you take phone calls on it?
I did not take calls on it, but I do believe. They performed that song, the final concert at the Vet, they played with Metallica, and he did that song standing on the pitcher's mound in the middle of the field.
So are you into any of the rock groups now?
Yeah, some of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Come on, man. I'm trying to stay young.
Yeah.
You know, me and all the cool kids.
Yep.
Yeah.
I told you I got to connect you with my son.
Yes.
Elijah, man. I got to connect y'all, man.
Yeah. Your son looks like he dresses like I'm his dad. Yeah. I see him dressing. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Sounds like I.
Just more aware, like, yes. He definitely is not dressing like me.
No. Yeah. 215-592-9494.
I had to let that register for me.
Yeah, well, it's a compliment. Just so we get it out there.
Yeah, that's all good.
I dress pretty cool.
You do.
You know.
You do.
All right, 215-592.
For a rock guy.
Yeah, you know. 215-592-9494. We'll go a little around the lake next. You want to go around the lake?
See what happens?
Around
all
the
these
lake.
Scrubs.
Yeah, losers.
Idiots.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.